Jesus in John chapter 6 fed the multitudes, and they chased him, they followed him, and he confronts them, and he says, "Truly I say to you, you are seeking me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not labor for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you, for on him God the Father has set his seal." Jesus is looking at the crowds and saying they're after temporal things. They're after a benefit that I can give them. They're not interested in a relationship with me. And I think so often that's where we're at, is we are looking at the gifts God gives. We are after the benefits we can get rather than after the joy of His presence. He says, "My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. The bread of God is He who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger. Whoever believes in me shall never thirst." He says, I am the one in whose relationship you will be satisfied. It's not about, well, are my needs going to be met? Am I going to get what I want? It's, well, my desires need to be changed, so what I want most is that relationship with the living God. We want to enter into communion with Him. We want to enjoy His presence. We're going to partake of communion. If you're a believer in Jesus, you're welcome to participate with us. We have bread, which represents Jesus' body broken in our place for our sins to pay our price. We have juice, which represents His blood poured out. The goal here is not to do something that gets us something in return, gets us a feeling, gets us closer to God. We want to enjoy His presence. We want to open ourselves up to His Spirit to be here, to commune with us. We're not after His gifts, we're after the giver. We want to know Him. We want to know who God is. We want to enjoy fellowship with Him, relationship with Him. So I'd encourage you to search your hearts this morning and say, am I more interested in His gifts, or am I more interested in Him, in a relationship with Him? And I would say this morning, confess your sins, lay that aside and pursue Him. Look to Him. Say, Lord, forgive my unbelief. Forgive my wandering heart. Help me to pursue after You. I want You more than anything else. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We'll give thanks. And if you're a believer in Jesus, if you've put your faith completely in Him for your salvation, you're welcome to take a piece of bread, take a cup of juice, hold those as you reflect on what Jesus did for you. And we'll take those together in a moment. Father, thank You. Thank You that You are the one who so loved us that You sent Your Son to be the Savior of the world. Jesus, thank You that for the joy set before You, You endured the cross, despising its shame, so that You could purchase for Yourself a people for Your own possession who are zealous for good works. Spirit, thank You for opening our blind eyes to see that You are the one that we most want. To recognize that all our hungers, all our thirsts, all our desires are meant to lead us back to the one true God who is everything we need. God, may we be satisfied in You today. May we find joy in Your presence. May we enjoy You. Communion with You today. Blood bought, purchased at the cross, communion with You. This is what Jesus died for, to bring us to God so that we can enjoy fellowship with You. And we thank You for that. And we ask that You would stir our hearts in affection for You. Thank You for this bread and this juice that points us back to You, in Jesus' name. Jesus, thank you. Thank you for saving a wretch like me. One who had no affection for you, didn't care about you, wanted to seek my own pleasures. Spirit, you awakened my affections for the one true God and showed me that you alone are the one who can satisfy the deepest longings of the human heart. We recognize today what it cost. We want to say thank you for the salvation that we enjoy. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. His body broken for you. His blood was poured out to wash away your sins.